It is a little bit of a different thought that the Bible is not just to be known and take notes, fill in blanks, but to actually experience it, isn't it?
That's Dr. David Ferguson, and this is Intimate Moments, How-To's for Loving God and Loving Others, Living Out the Greatest of All the Commandments.
How long has it been since you've experienced a Bible verse? I've been thinking about that. On today's program, just a little homework. You know, I was reminded the other day, Psalms 100, verse 2. 100, verse 2 says, serve the Lord with gladness. Do you know that you can serve God with a little gladness in your heart? How about right now?
Dr. David Ferguson, for the next 24 hours, work to experience Bible verses in the real world. And for more tips on Great Commandment living, go to greatcommandment.net, greatcommandment.net.
There were lots of people that got married in our town during that time, real young. When you grew up in a small Texas panhandle town that had zip to do, there wasn't anything else to do but, you know, escape.
Why did you get married? Why do you stay married? Obligation for the kids? Ever say to yourself, there's got to be more to marriage than this? Call now to order Intimate Encounters from Intimate Life Ministries, a tried and tested program for discovering the secrets of a really great marriage.
It was very painful, very painful. The days seemed to be okay, but the nights were a nightmare.
Worksheets, exercises, and personal inventories to help you gain a better understanding of each other's deepest feelings and needs, resulting in a new close marriage.
He's really a balance for me, and he's my gift, and I receive him, and I wouldn't have anybody else, ever.
Order Intimate Encounters, 1-800-881-8008.
Well, have you ever heard the expression, there's an elephant in the room? Now, Terry, on today's Great Carmen Radio program, we're talking about elephants in the room.
We are. We're talking about blended families this morning. And with blended families, there's tons of elephants in the room.
How-tos for loving God. How-tos for loving others, even in single parent and blended families. Welcome to Great Commandment Radio with Dr. David Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries. And our special guest this week, Terry Ferguson Sneed, one of the co-authors of Parenting with Intimacy. Because our topic this week is freedom to be a parent. Experiencing the freedom to parent as God intended in your life and in the real world. Today we're going to focus on the needs, the very special needs of single parents and blended families. You may want to call a friend and have them tune in right now. Let's get back to it. Here is Dr. David Ferguson.
And we may be talking to single parents. And what we're going to be exploring, as we have been all week, is the freedom challenges to be a parent as a single parent, as a blended family. You know, Terry, that expression of there's an elephant in the room sometimes means things like, as we have blended this family, one or the other or both of us still hasn't finished processing all of the unresolved emotions about some of those other relationships, about some of our own growing up, and all that kind of stuff is in the room, along with yours, mine, and ours kids.
That's right. I mean, we're talking specifically today for blended families and single parents. And anytime you're in a blended family, it is just complicated. It's just messy. I mean, the simplest decision of, you know, celebrating a kid's birthday, you know, where are we going to go for our anniversary, can get so complicated because there's so many things in the room, because we're dealing with relationship with my current spouse, maybe relationship with my ex-spouse, relationship with his ex-spouse, you know, the kids' relationships with the ex-spouse, the kids' relationships with the grandparents, the kids' relationships with each other. Do they like each other? Do they not like each other? All of that goes into, you know, we have special websites now, Dad, for families to coordinate schedules. But especially for blended families, coordinate schedules for all of that, because that's so complicated.
Yeah. And so let's just take one of those examples to explore. This is in this opening segment, what we mean by a big elephant in the room. Mm-hmm. Now let's take this idea of, okay, we're about to talk about celebrating one of our children's birthdays. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, that thought of, are we going to go to this place or this place, brings up Well, who all would we have to invite?
That's right. Is the other parent going to be invited or not going to be invited? Are the other grandparents going to be invited or they are not going to be invited? Who gets to come? Who does the kid want to come? Who do we want to come? Sometimes that's different.
And we also may be stirring up. Maybe you growing up had a lot of birthday celebrations. I mean, that was a huge deal in your growing up, that one of the ways you experienced love was everybody celebrating your birthday. And maybe over here,
birthdays weren't too big of a deal.
In fact, maybe a lot of people in my life just blew right past them, never even thought about them.
Right.
And
maybe there's like special traditions that people always did for my birthday. And there's this talk about things may be different this year.
Yeah. So all of a sudden we've got this stuff in the room. and here's a little Johnny or Susie over here just wanting to explore, you know, am I going to have a swimming party or are we going to do pizza? You know, and all of a sudden going off inside of me are all of these things we've just talked about. Who gets invited? Who's going to act like a jerk if they do come? And all those kind of things. We've got to explore some freedom from some of these challenges as blended families and single parents.
Right. Because that doesn't even count. I mean, all that stuff we just talked about doesn't even count my own growing up. And so that's why we've been talking about this topic this week is what Wayne and I've discovered is if we can get through some of our own growing up issues, we have more freedom to deal with all those elephants we just talked about in the room. But otherwise, we are so much more confused about all the stuff we're trying to juggle.
Yeah. And so here's going to be one of our specific recommendations, and then we're going to enter into our teaching segment. One of our specific recommendations is going to be this one. Visit greatcommandment.net. You'll find a download there that has a list of 10 needs, relational needs, intimacy needs, we call it, and awesome discussions that you need to have now with your spouse or as a single parent to invite a great friend, a minister to come alongside of you and to kind of journey with you to explore this list on two levels. First of all, as I was growing up, who entered into my life and met these needs? And there needs to be some discussions, Terry, of that process of mourning and comforting, we call it.
Mm-hmm.
And then, in addition to that, we need to take that list and we honestly need to look at it in terms of how were these needs met or unmet in my previous relationship?
That's right.
Was I greatly ignored? Was I rejected instead of accepted? Was I abandoned in many ways rather than have a security need met? So imagine now, we're talking about in a blended family, we're talking about you and Wayne talking about how it was in Wayne's life with his previous wife, Patty.
That's right. Yeah, we have had to have those discussions of, sweetheart, tell me what it was like in your and Patty's marriage.
Yeah.
You know, was there a need for affection met? Was there a need for comfort? Was it met or unmet? Even though she's since gone to be with the Lord, it's important to even talk about those because it impacts things now.
Yeah, and let's explore the challenge of that for you. On one level, you're going to be challenged to sometimes, as Wayne answers those questions, and that need in many ways was met in the relationship, you're challenged to celebrate about that, right?
Right. Celebrate, not be threatened.
Right. I'm excited that really was met in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're challenged with the ministry of comfort to your husband when maybe some of those needs weren't very much met in their previous relationship.
Right.
I'm really sorry you missed that.
Rather than being maybe mad at Patty for not doing that for Wayne, but really comforting him instead.
Or getting prideful
that I do it.
That's one I do a lot of, you know.
Right.
And so we're talking about some pretty challenging journeys to deal with these elephants in the room, aren't we?
Mm-hmm.
That's on today's program, Great Commandment Radio, in our teaching segment. In fact, Terry, you and our good friend, Dr. Paul Warren, are going to be exploring some of those challenges for blended families and single parents. It's great to have Dr. Warren join you in this teaching segment. I know we've always been blessed by his ministry and his care for children and for families. And I think all of us will be blessed by this time of sharing that you and he will give as an encouragement to these very important people, blended families, single parents, today on Great Commandment Radio.
Dr. David Ferguson, along with Terry Ferguson Sneed, together along with our Intimate Life Ministries team, they've created Parenting with Intimacy for traditional families, blended families, and single parent families. Parenting with Intimacy. Order your copy today. It includes both the workbook and the media kit, audio CDs or DVDs, to help guide you through the process. Parenting with Intimacy. And this week, every order of Parenting with Intimacy will go to support local Christian radio. Like churches in your community, we believe local Christian radio is a vital and needed ministry to thousands of families and singles right in your own backyard. Support local Christian radio. Experience freedom to be a parent. Order Parenting with Intimacy at greatcommandment.net. At least visit for today's free download and other resources and information. www.greatcommandment.net. Greatcommandment.net. We'll take you into Parenting with Intimacy. Special tips for single parents and blended families. It's next on Great Commandment Radio. Aloneness hurts.
I took it out on the kids. Took it out on the kids. I would be real harsh with them. It would come out in criticism.
Aloneness hurts you and others. A hurt that can last for generations. Change the pattern. Call today and order Parenting with Intimacy. In Parenting with Intimacy, parents of all types can experience a biblical journey of discovery and freedom, designed to establish home and family as a place of safety and refuge. Effective parenting requires just the right balance between love and discipline, rules and relationships. It also requires freedom from your own personal and childhood issues.
I just feel like that we have broken the cycle of pain that we had when we were growing up with our parents. And that is a blessing.
Order Parenting with Intimacy. 1-800-881-8008. 1-800-881-8008.
I was reminded the other day, Psalms 100, verse 2. 100, verse 2 says, serve the Lord with gladness. Do you know that you can serve God with a little gladness in your heart? How about right now?
That's Dr. David Ferguson. Time again for Intimate Moments, how-tos for loving God and loving others, living out the greatest of all the commandments. Today, how to serve the Lord with gladness.
How about an opportunity to just allow His heart to kind of stir yours with a sense of gratitude and gladness for how He's recently blessed you. And then look for an opportunity to tell somebody that.
Dr. David Ferguson, now you know what serving the Lord with gladness looks like. Give it a try for the next 24 hours. And for more free tips on Great Commandment living and loving, greatcommandment.net. Greatcommandment.net. Thanks for joining us today for Great Commandment Radio as we experience the how-tos for loving God and loving others. We want to take a minute to answer a question you may have. Who and what is Intimate Life Ministries?
One of the burdens of our ministry is to help people get beyond sharing with them what to do and equip them in how to do it.
Intimate Life Ministries is a training and resource ministry whose purpose is to assist in the development of Great Commandment Ministries worldwide.
That's one of the keys of our ministry, is that we must come to experience biblical truth. We must move beyond simply knowing about it. We must come to experience it.
Perhaps we can be of service to you or your church or denomination. Contact us at 1-800-881-8008. We'd love to hear from you. 1-800-881-8008 or through the web at greatcommandment.net. Greatcommandment.net. Welcome back to Great Commandment Radio as we continue our series, Freedom to Be a Parent. In our resource, Parenting with Intimacy, a portion of each segment is devoted to the special needs of blended families and single-parent families. With some tips on experiencing freedom in a blended family or single-parent family situation, here's Dr. David Ferguson.
You know, there's not many of us that really like to look back on things that might have been disappointing or painful. And yet our encouragement would be that each of us would spend some time looking at some of those things we might have missed, some of those things we could have wished for more of, and then to really entertain the truth that there's a blessing when we maybe grieve or mourn and find comfort. I know it's been true in my own journey as I have found times of disappointment and sadness and yet saw the ministry of God's comfort through another, my wife Teresa. It blessed me, encouraged me, and it produced an additional blessing. It gave me more of that ministry of comfort to share with others. It's been true in my own journey, finding some additional healing and resolution from some of these leaving father and mother issues has given me a depth of comfort to then be able to pass more along to Terry, Robin, to Eric, to others around me. I want to encourage you to really set aside some time for this week.
Those of you that are in a blended family have an additional challenge. You not only need to spend some quality time doing the homework for this chapter of grieving the losses from your childhood, chances are you need to do some grieving about the death of your spouse or the loss of your marriage. It's real important to spend some quality time doing that. Take turns with your spouse. One time, let one grieve and the other one comfort, and then switch roles. Wayne and I have benefited from this. We spent some time grieving over the loss of Brad and Michael's mom. It's brought us closer together and it's equipped us to be able to do our jobs as parents for our boys.
If you're a single parent, this week's session may be particularly difficult because this is a session about grief and pain in our own lives as parents. If you're a single parent, whether it's due to a death of a spouse or loss of a marriage or separation, there's undoubtedly a great deal of ongoing pain. Don't make the mistake of minimizing that pain. Don't make the mistake of trying to cover that up, assumedly in the interest of your kids so that you can take care of them. Remember, the best thing you can do for your kids is to take care of your own grief and pain with a journeymate. Allow God to heal you by bringing you comfort through a journeymate.
A portion of Parenting with Intimacy. Order a copy today for yourself or someone you know or love at greatcommandment.net. You'll also be supporting local Christian radio in your own community. That's www.greatcommandment.net. You're married. Things are okay, or maybe not. Aloneness in a marriage can produce a wide variety of emotions, thoughts, and feelings that can destroy a marriage. Change the pattern. You've been married a few months or a few years. Your intimacy could be better. You know the problems are about the ways you relate, but how can you change? Never Alone Devotions for Couples by David and Teresa Ferguson will help you give and receive love in a whole new way. Through these proven principles, you will find fresh strength to join with Christ to meet each other's relational needs. You can and you will improve your marriage and grow spiritually as a couple. Order the Never Alone Devotions for Couples today. Call toll-free 1-800-881-8008. That's 1-800-881-8008. Discover true spiritual and marital intimacy through the Never Alone Devotions for Couples. How-tos for loving God and loving others. How to live out the Great Commandment. Time for Intimate Moments with Dr. David Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries. Today, a reminder to count and express your blessings.
Again, maybe I was listening to the radio today and I was reminded of what a blessing is to have great friends like you, to have a family that cares for me and loves me. Allow the Lord to kind of stir your gladness up. It's great to have a relationship with a God who hears you, listens to you, who, when you woke up this morning, was kind of longing to love you. Let him stir your heart with gladness, and then give testimony about him.
Dr. David Ferguson with Intimate Life Ministries. For more tips on Great Commandment living and loving, greatcommandment.net, greatcommandment.net. Thanks for joining us today for Great Commandment Radio. We want to take just a minute to tell you a little bit about our ministry. Our ministry focuses on helping ministers, their families, their marriages, their kids, and their churches. We support ministers and churches. That's what we're all about. If you're a pastor, we invite you to visit our website at greatcommandment.net. Greatcommandment.net. We have free sermon downloads for you. We can tell you about Galatians 6:6 getaways for ministers and their spouses, and so much more. And if you're joining us out there, we encourage you, support your ministry team in your local church. Any way you can. They're good people doing good work spreading the good news. Aloneness hurts.
I took it out on the kids. I would be real harsh with them. It would come out in criticism.
Aloneness hurts you and others. A hurt that can last for generations. Change the pattern. Call today and order Parenting with Intimacy. In Parenting with Intimacy, parents of all types can experience a biblical journey of discovery and freedom, designed to establish home and family as a place of safety and refuge. Effective parenting requires just the right balance between love and discipline, rules and relationships. It also requires freedom from your own personal and childhood issues.
I just feel like that we have broken the cycle of pain that we had when we were growing up with our parents. And that is a blessing.
Order Parenting with Intimacy. 1-800-881-8008. 1-800-881-8008.
Well, welcome back to Great Commandment Radio. And Terry, it's always great to check in on our good friend Paul Warren, and you and he do a great job of ministry together.
Oh, he's a fun guy. I really enjoy being with him.
He really is. And, you know, in this closing segment, Terry, we just want to kind of walk back through some of the steps that we introduced in our opening segment today that says let's download this list of relational needs. They're all just Bible verses where God says accept one another, to encourage one another, to appreciate one another. And let's look at those, and then let's have a time between husband and wife, maybe in a blended family. Let's have a time between a single parent and a great close friend where we just walk through that list, and let's focus on, was that need met in my previous marriage?
Right.
Those are
there
challenging
first.
Discussions. Mm-hmm. But the Bible talks about mourn with those who mourn. And so, very briefly, we're talking about several practical things. Terry, let's get real practical. We're talking about we need to set up a time and a place where we have that kind of conversation in a very private and confidential opportunity for us to share our hearts together. Meaning, if we don't plan that time and place, it won't happen. We will procrastinate. It just will not happen. And so that's the first step in this process. Let's set aside a time, and let's just put some opportunity for our hearts to be knit together. Let's set aside that time. Secondly, let's just focus on who's going to go first. You know, Terry, our encouragement oftentimes is that maybe in a blended family, we sometimes say, you comment on this, it's kind of, whoever's kind of got the most comfort in circulation.
That's right. Well, yeah, whoever's feeling the most equipped to give at the moment.
Yeah, let's invite our partner to share some of what they might have missed.
That's right.
And we're going to take the opportunity to experience Romans 12:15. As we mentioned earlier, part of that is rejoice with those who rejoice. As my partner shares that need for encouragement was really met in that relationship, I'm going to rejoice about that. Because mm-hmm. I want that need to continue to be met now in our relationship, either as a friendship with a single parent or in our current marriage. I want to be encouraging to you if that was a blessing in your life in your previous marriage. I want to be an encouragement to you. I want to celebrate with you. I want to rejoice with you about that.
That's right. That means I'm going to say things like, oh, I am thrilled, so thrilled that God provided for you in that way. I am just so excited that your mom, that your dad was able to come to every one of your soccer games and you remember that.
Yeah. And then in some of those times of sharing, we're going to hear, maybe I'm going to hear my new wife say, as I look at this need for security, I have to really put an X there to say, I never felt secure in my first marriage.
Mm-hmm.
There was threats. There might have been violence. There was betrayal. There was abandonment. And Terry, when I hear that, I need to experience the rest of Romans 12:15, don't I?
That's right. I need to hear some words and say some words that communicate my care for that person who's hurting. You know, it makes me so sad that it hurts my heart to hear you say it. It saddens me to know that. Those are some comforting phrases that I can begin to share with the person that I love.
Yeah. And this is a part of God's plan for bringing freedom to you in your heart and life, even as a parent. Single parents, we have a heart that you will find just that right friendship that you can walk through some of these challenging questions and allow them to celebrate with you and then to mourn with you. Blended families, may be a strange topic to bring up. It may be a strange elephant to take on to say, let's set aside some time and let's talk through some opportunities to celebrate and comfort one another about our previous relationships. And yet God can be counted on to draw your hearts together as you do.
Mm-hmm. You know, Dad, this has been a special burden on my heart recently because there's a lot of good counsel out there that tells people in blended families and tells people who are single and kind of looking for, you know, kind of what's God got next for them in their relationships. There's a lot of good counsel out there that says, you know, you need to get to forgiveness. You need to get to forgiveness. Mm-hmm. But nobody tells you how.
Yeah.
They tell you why you need to get to forgiveness, and they tell you the biblical reasons, and they tell you how important it is, but nobody tells you how.
Mm.
Well, this is how.
Yeah. You know, even as you mentioned that, and we'll close today's program, as you know, your mom and I just got back from a trip in Africa, and we were there among many missionary couples, and one of the ladies who was there, who's been in ministry for almost 30 years, just a year or so ago, had her husband abandon her. And in an immoral way, head off another direction with another person.
Mm.
And as this dear saint sat there and listened to your mom sharing, mom made the statement, much like you're making now, that says, I knew I needed to forgive this person, but I didn't know what to do with the hurt.
Right.
It's only when I began to realize that the Bible has given us other Bible verses where we mourn with those who mourn, did I begin to realize that God wanted to comfort the hurt in my life, and it helped empower a deeper expression of forgiveness. And this dear missionary lady came up with tears in her eyes to say, your mom, for these past few years, I have been so condemned in many ways of how I hadn't been able to find hope and healing from this betrayal. And it's only as today we've spoken about mourn with those who mourn, has God given me the insight about where that freedom can come from. What a blessing it is to know that God has a plan to bring blessing and what the Bible calls exceeding abundance. Are you experiencing exceeding abundance as a blended family, as a single parent? We hope so. That's the heart we have on Great Commandment Radio, because it's all about loving Him and loving your neighbors, and we're excited to make that journey with you. Join us tomorrow on Great Commandment Radio. We hope you'll join us then.
Dr. David Ferguson, along with Terry Ferguson Sneed. A final reminder for the day, be sure to visit our website or pass it on to someone you know. GreatCommandment.net. GreatCommandment.net. Today, you'll receive tips on experiencing freedom as a single parent or in a blended family situation, and information on this week's resource that will help you or someone you know and help local Christian radio at the same time. It's entitled Parenting with Intimacy. Parenting with Intimacy, it includes both the workbook and the media kit, a DVD or CD kit. Go to greatcommandment.net for all the details. There you can also find out about churches in your community that are standing by to welcome you and your family whatever your family dynamics may be, and training and resources and workshops for you, all at greatcommandment.net, www.greatcommandment.net. We continue our series, Freedom to Be a Parent, tomorrow on Great Commandment Radio as we focus on how to build a home filled with grace.
We're talking about grace in your home.
In my home. And what's it look like? I got to find out.
And here's the pop quiz for today's opening segment.
Thanks for joining us today. And a special thanks to local Christian radio stations for making our time together possible. Join us tomorrow, Freedom to Be a Parent, next time on Great Commandment Radio.